This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
J. Bo, producer, Hope, Jason Aldean, he's more of a dog guy. Okay, he's got two dogs. I'm more of a dog guy. I've got a couple. You know, I've rescued a couple. But then my one daughter talked me into a cat, and I was like, Anyway, you know, as a dad, you buckle in. So it was like an animal house. The cat was Boo. All black. Got it around Halloween, right? Turned out to be my best friend. Would sit on my head, scratch me, hang out with me. Would bring in mice, would bring in rabbits, would bring in birds, and all the dogs were like, ooh, all scared. The dogs were scared. Cat's like, what? Licking its claws. Is there a problem here? I'm an indoor-outdoor cat. I run the show here. So, you know, cats, dogs, living together. It's possible. But I found, in my situation, the cat ran the house.
Yeah, I grew up with cats. My friends all have cats, and they can't get them to behave at all. My one friend's cat, Olive, has literally swung from chandeliers.
That's like a world's most talented people type thing, but for cats, right? Hanging from a chandelier.
A little too much catnip or what?
Yeah.
Something. So, like, we can't get them to behave regularly, much less jump through hoops. The Genesee Cat Fancier's annual cat show is coming to Henrietta March 1st and 2nd, and it's a cat agility show.
Oh, at the Dome.
Yes.
So they're going to jump through hoops and run around a course or something like that?
Yeah, like a dog show, but it's cats. I'm just absolutely shocked
never
at the possible idea. Right. I've never heard of a cat show either.
I've never heard of a cat being trained.
Exactly. I'm like, you look at a cat and ask it to do anything, and it just looks at you like, why are you talking to me?
This is
why
true.
Why are you breathing my air?
Because you see, like, dog training classes all the time. I don't know anyone who's taken a cat to a cat training.
We have to ask, are chandeliers involved? Because maybe your friend's cat would be the favorite then.
Either that, or it's just like a very patient crowd.
Yes.
Like, as you wait for the cat to feel like jumping through something.
Kirk Bentley, he's coming too. Wow. It's going to be a great spring summer of concerts. Get all the details on our social, 92.5 WBEE. Over the holiday season, I visited one of my good friends, Lori, and got a lab that's like 17. Just moving really slow.
Aww.
Really big. Really heavy. Like, I'm like, that's a winter coat on Sparky there. Wow. She goes, you know, honestly, we got 3 more years out of him. Was diagnosed with some type of cancer like 3 years ago. So she starts saying, hey, cheeseburgers every night. Have desserts. Have this. Like, go out with a bang. 3 years later, Sparky got really heavy. And she just called me yesterday. Sparky has now passed. I just saw it over the holiday season. But poor thing, still wagging his tail, but got big. And you're like, wow.
Those labs, I have a lab.
Yeah.
I have a chocolate lab. And it had, let me tell you, when they are constantly hungry.
Yeah.
That it's not, you know, normal dogs, they all tease a little bit. Labs act like they are starving all the time. 24/7. They will get into things and follow you around. I mean, they're super smart, and it's like nonstop hunting for something they can eat. And so it's very easy for a lab to gain a bunch of weight. And I've tried so hard. And like Liam, because he'll walk around with his snacks and leave, I'm like, pick those up. Noelle will get them. And you know that. So I'm trying not to make sure that Noelle doesn't get too overweight. But yeah, she's big already.
Well, my friend Lori and I, she told me the news. And of course, you're sad. And but then we laughed because she thought 3 years ago,
right?
You know, Sparky wasn't going to make it. She thought the last 3 months, the doctor says 3 months. Let him eat. Let him go. You know, let him go. And then 3 years later, just.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Toyota's legacy has been standing tall for generations. From pioneering hybrid technology to redefining the standards of safety and efficiency. Each innovation, a renewed commitment to progress. And with Toyota's legendary lineup of trucks in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out the ultra-rugged new 2024 Tacoma, built for off-road adventure or everyday practicality. Or test drive a heavy-duty half-ton 2024 Tundra, decked out with modern tech and comfort, with a haul-anything attitude. And both Tacoma and Tundra are available with the iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, giving your truck more power than ever before. Quality, reliability, efficiency, that's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Kind of moving real slow, happy, wagging that tail. Love
That's
you, mommy.
Awesome.
So why
she got
is
some extra time.
Yes. Why is a dog gaining weight? Well, you were given some big time treats. And I'm sure many do that when they know it's going toward. Well, hang on a second here. We haven't brought this back up. Charlie, your mom's dog, who the dog sitter had the orders from your mom because you're going away on vacation. If Charlie goes, who's almost 20, just bag him up, put him in the freezer. We haven't even touched on this. Is Charlie alive after you're back from vacation?
Charlie's alive, still kicking.
Okay.
Wow.
We were waiting.
Just bag it up and put it in the freezer. I'll deal with him when I get home. That's what she told the dog sitter.
Yes.
He ate cat food when he was younger. We had a cat and he just wouldn't eat the dog food. So we're convinced that that's like preserving him for a long life. Everyone was like, you can't feed him cat food. It's very bad for him and he's not going to live long. And that's proving to be false.
Yeah, 19 years later, going strong, Charlie. By the way, is Hope alone there? Do you ever feed your dog cat food? Do you? Or vice versa? Let us know. 585-252-WBE. You don't know how many people of the, you know, WBEE family of listeners were calling in. Wait, hey, is Hope? Oh, never mind about Hope. How's Charlie doing?
Yeah.
A lot of winning for you. Big concert ticket, 7:25 with your B Morning Coffee Club. We've got Vince Gill tickets coming up, all right, with the World's Easiest Contest. Then sometime before 10, when you hear George Strait into a Chris Stapleton song, a double play there, be the ninth caller, win those tickets. A lot of tickets for you to win coming up, 92.5 WBEE.
You know, I've been watching my finances. Obviously, the price of living has gone up. So we have not been out to eat as a family in weeks. Last night, we decide, of course, the night of all nights, we decide we're in Henrietta, and I'm like, let's go out to eat. Where do you guys want to go? Immediately, first thing out of my family's mouth is Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, I love Texas
Roadhouse. Texas Roadhouse. Mm. Let's go to Texas Roadhouse. Steak, Mom. Steak, 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 steak. And I was like, all right. We go there. It's dark.
What?
And I was like, they're not closed. Why would they be closed? Steve gets out of the car and goes and sees on the door that they've been shut down by the Monroe County Health Department, leading to all sorts of Google searching. And there's a lot of rumors going around. Well, now Texas Roadhouse, it's like my family's favorite place to go, has officially released a statement. You guys want me to read it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. It says, we can confirm that after consulting with the Monroe County Health Department, our store, Texas Roadhouse, on West Henrietta Road, was closed last evening, February 18th, a recent pest issue, which is common in the county, especially during the winter months, has caused the closure. We're working diligently with our pest control company and local health department to resolve so we can reopen as soon as possible. We take our sanitation, our food safety seriously. We're taking every step. What happened was they had construction going on an interior wall, and an exterior wall had a hole put in it during construction.
Yep. Okay, gotcha.
So that's what they found, and they found it right away. But not before somebody who works there put a viral video up of, you know, the pest coming in through the hole. So it's all being fixed. It's being sanitized. Obviously, they found it right away, shut the place down, and they're fixing it. So, you know, it was sad last night. Because we wanted the rolls there with that butter, with the cinnamon butter. Oh.
Probably saw that the parking lot was empty from far away. Like, yes, no way.
It's never empty. Never. You always got to go wait in your car to be, you know, texted to come in. So I'm just giving you a heads up. You know I'm not alone. That place is always packed. That it's closed down for a little bit, but it shouldn't be for long.
Did you respond to their letter? Please let my family and I know when the doors are
opening. Can I be put on the waiting list?
Yes, right now.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.